federal retirees, military retirees, and people who get Social Security get a cost of living adjustment. We call it COLA, every January, and it's to help them keep pace with inflation. Mm-hmm. This January, based on 2008 inflation, the retirees got a 5.8% COLA. Very healthy increase indeed. Biggest one since 1982, I think. This coming January, they may very well get zero. They may get nothing because we've had we had 4 or 5 months of actually where the prices were dropping, mm-hmm. deflation. And the last 3 months, they've gone up only slightly or not at all. And we're getting close to the point. September 30th is when those are the figures they use. And they'll compare the consumer price index from the current year to the consumer price index from the previous year, the third quarter to third quarter. And the way it's looking now, there will be no cost of living adjustment for federal, military, or Social Security retirees. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is that this escalator only runs one way. So when living costs go up, the COLAs are adjusted accordingly. But if they drop, if we get into deflation, which we've had and which is possible, again, they do not go down. So in other words, your annuity will not be reduced even if living costs drop. And in some cases, that could be a good thing because if you have money in a period of deflation, you're sitting pretty. As some have pointed out, health insurance premiums are going to go up in January. They always do. But there again, that's the perennial problem. When inflation is high, the premiums tend to go up more. So it's just one of those things that people are going to have to live with. And it's the kind of thing people should keep watching our homepage for news of the COLA, see how it's progressing. But as of right now, as of today, if the COLA decision was made today, there would not be a raise in January of 2010.
Is this unprecedented?
I'm trying to think if there has ever been none, and I don't think so. I don't think since they started this system. It's changed. It's been modified over the years.
I see.
At one point, they got two COLAs a year. I mean, it got out of hand, you know. And then during the Carter years, you had that period of very high inflation where they got big adjustments. But it may be a first, yeah.
It's at least a first in your memory.
Right, under the current system. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's true.
Is this what you're going to be talking about on your turn?
We're going to be talking about long-term care insurance. The new four-letter word in the federal government is LTC, long-term care.
Wow.
And premiums are going up in January. The seven-year contract that people were under has expired. Premiums did not go up during that period. But inflation has gone up. Medical inflation has gone up even more. And the OPM has announced that premiums are going to rise for some people anywhere from 5% to as much as 25%. If you're 65 and under, which most federal workers are, many of them face a 25% premium increase if they keep their same plan. Mm. And it's staggered. If you're 70 and over, there will not be any premium increase in your current plan.
So is it going to be 25% boom on your next?
It would probably be charged. The new program starts in January.
I see.
So people will have an open season. They're not calling it that, but there will be a period when they can change
an opportunity,
yeah, and they very carefully, they don't want to call it an open season
because that would lead to confusion
with other open seasons, yeah,
right.
But what people can do, and this we're going to have Arthur Stein on tomorrow. He's probably one of the world's leading authorities on long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. The House and the Senate have used him to get his expertise, and what he's going to tell us tomorrow, I hope, is A, the changes that are going to be made, ways that people can avoid paying those higher premiums. You know, you can change your options and talk about the people who need a long-term care insurance, really, no matter what it costs. And I think you and I talked about this once before, but you're young, healthy, runner, all that kind of thing, but you have as good a chance of stepping in front of a bus as I do.
Oh, of course.
You know? And you could have a stroke as easily as anybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
So this is the kind of thing that people, they shouldn't let their youth blind them completely. Just imagine what would happen if you could not dress yourself, bathe yourself, feed yourself, and an outsider had to do it. You had to go into a nursing home or something. Many people wrongly think that Medicare, Medicaid, or their federal health insurance will take care of them, and it won't. It'll cover some of the costs, but things like nursing homes, you know, you're pretty much on your own. And believe me, you don't want Medicaid to take care of it because Medicaid means you are impoverished and, you know, you're not going to go into a very good facility. So I'm a strong believer in long-term care insurance, and I don't sell it. I don't have a brother-in-law that's in the business. I don't have stock in it. It's just I'm a belt and suspenders guy. So we're going to be talking about that, the pros and cons of things, how people can get out of it, and some of the new benefits are going to be offered. They're going to offer, I believe, a one-year benefit. Now I think you have to pick 3, 5, or lifetime benefit. The pros and cons of that. He's got the numbers, the stats about how long people tend to be in long-term care. And it's usually less than 3 years. If it's a gift to your loved ones as well as yourself, because if you have long-term care insurance, you're buying yourself some dignity. You can go into a better facility. You can get better grade of care, that kind of thing. The other thing is it protects your assets from being wiped out. So it really is a gift to your kids, your spouse, your siblings, whoever would be called on to take care of you and pay the bills.